Okay, yes. Great. Fine job by Seth. Excellent. Okay, I only found out afterwards that he gave the Daf Yomi for a few years in the young Israel, he told me. So, okay. So the Gemara says the bottom of tonight's Daf is Chafei. Let's pick it up from the bottom of Chaf Dalad Amr Beis, the very last line you said. So I guess it was Mayor Shabbos, Lev Shabbos, probably, right? From there? Okay, Amr Yehuda Merav, fine. Bechol yom v'yom, every single day, baskol yotzeis v'omeres kol ha'olam kulo nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni, dayo b'kav charuvim, mer Shabbos le'er Shabbos. So a certain baskol will come out every single day and would say that the entire world stands and is sustained through the zechus of chanina b'ni. But yet, chanina himself only requires a small amount of eating from Friday to Friday, for Erev Shabbos le'er Shabbos. Gemara also appears in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara says, now the very last line, have a regila de besa lemechma tanura. The wife of Chanina was Chanina Badusa. This is would normally heat up the oven. Komala de Shabbos every single Friday. Vishadya akterasa and throw a fire and begin the fire and smoke would come out. And that was empty though. The oven was empty. They were very very poor. Bishim kisufa. She was embarrassed. Says Rashi. Top line of Chaf Heyam and Aleph. She was embarrassed. Shehayush chinosea ofos isa lechavod Shabbos. All her neighbors would be baking challah. He ain't also klum. She had nothing, no wheat, no dough to make anything. So she just in order to pretend that if something was happening, she turned the oven on and the smoke started to come out, and people thought she was baking. Have a lahach shivvasa bishta. There's one woman, an evil bishta, Aramaic for a Russia, a very evil neighbor she had. And Amra, she said, Michti, Adana de leslahu v'lomida. I know my neighbor, the wife of Hanina, has nothing. My kulihai, what's this business every Friday that she's making the turning the oven on? The smoke comes out of the chimney. Ozla v'tarfa, Baba, she came in and knocked on the door. Ichsafa, the Aila, she was embarrassed, the wife was very embarrassed, of Chanina. V'aila landruna, and she entered in, the neighbor entered into the house. And isavidle, anisa, and nace happened. What was the nace? The chazil tanura mali lachma. So when the lady had forced herself in the house, the tanur was full of bread. V'agna mali lisha, and the table was full of the kneading of the dough. And Amrle, Planisa, she says, my dear friend, come in, Aisim Masa, the Kacharech Lachmacha, come, take out your shovel, whatever pan, to remove the challah from the oven. Amrle, so the wife of Chanina said back, Afana Lahachi Ailu, that's why I came in also, that's what I was going for. So it's unclear whether she was going for this or not. Look, Rashi Gemara says, I think it's a Rashi or Gemara, I don't remember, that either she was used to Nisim having, right? Rashi said, look at Rashi, 2 days in Rashi, I think. Rashi says, actually, first read the Gemara, one more line. Tana afi lahavi mardo nechasa b'pnei shemul medes b'nisim. The Gemara itself says this. That since she was used to experiencing nisim, she knew that was going to happen. She knew every Shabbos this must have happened, so she was about to. She wasn't lying to the girl when she when she said she was going to get the shovel or whatever the pan. She knew that was going to happen, so she was getting, even though no bread, no dough was placed in the oven in the first place. Amrilei devesa. So one day, the wife of Chanina says to Chanina himself, until when, how much tzar do I need to go through? Every single Friday I need to rely on Nisim. So Amalei, so he says to her, my Navid, what should I do? By Rachme, you should daven, the Nisiv Lach, Mide, you should daven, Hashem should give us something. So by Rachme, Chanina davened, and Yatsa Kimin Pisas Yade, a hand came down from Shemaim, the Yav Lachad Kara de Psura de Dava. And this hand came down and gave them a Lakara is a leg, the Psura was of a table, it says, the Dava, a leg of a golden table. So Bechalma, in the dream, Asida, or Chaz, should be Chazi, maybe parentheses, but you don't read. He saw in a vision, he saw in a dream, that the Asid Lava of the Tzadikim are going to eat on a golden table with three kari, three legs. And you're going to eat on a golden table of two legs only. So I guess because one of the legs were taken away. Because the Tzadikim are going to have three legs. So one of the golden legs was taken from Shemayin and given down to them in this world. So now you're going to have only a two-legged table, which is not going to be so good because it's going to fall over. So Amrilei, so she says, Nichal chadam eichal achli kuyama absur de mishalim vana absur de mechazer. You want everybody else to eat from a full table. I'm going to eat from a missing table, lasid lavo. Amrilei, so she says, Ma navid bayrachme davin de nishkalina minach. Ask the golden leg is taken back, goes up to Shemaim. So Bai Rachme, so he davened, and of course Shaklu, it was taken back up to Shemaim. And the Braisa comments, Tana Gadol Haya Nesa Achron Yosem in Arishon. The second nace was greater than the first nace. The Gemir, we have a certain tradition, the Miyahav Yahiv Mishkal Lo Shakli, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, but he never takes back. So This is the great Nesa. This is one exception that we find in the story, is that he actually took back something that he himself gave. Okay. Gemara now says, Chad Beishimsha. It's a more of a well-known story. One Erev Shabbos, Chazir Labarte Dehavis Atziva. Chanina saw that his daughter is very upset one Friday. Amrla, he says to her, Biti, Lamay Atzivas, why are you so upset? Amrla, she says to him, Klisha Chometz Nischal Fili B'Klisha Shem. And I accidentally switched my vinegar kli with an olive oil kli. All the way around, I wanted to light olive oil, but instead I accidentally lit Vihilaksi Mimenu, or the Shabbos, I accidentally lit the candle for Shabbos from the Chometz, from the vinegar. The vinegar doesn't like catch fire. Amrla, he says to his daughter, Biti, what's the big deal? Misha Amar Lishemen Vidlok. Who Yomer Lachomet V'ilok? He who says, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has the ability to make olive oil and all oils to catch fire in general, he also has the ability to make chometz light. Tana, the Brisa comments, Hayadolik V'holech Kol HaYom Kula, and it turned out that chometz lit, the candle stayed lit for the entire day, Ad Sheviyu Mimena Or L'Avdala, until they actually used that fire for Avdala. What's the problem with this Gemara, though? You can't light. You have to dafka light a new ner for Shabbos. When it comes to Yom Kippur, you have to light a new one. So maybe this is talking about Yom Kippur, I don't know. It says Shabbos. There's a machlokas comes down. If it, let's say Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So then is it better to light a new candle, light a new match like regular Shabbos? Or should you rely on Yom Kippur? The halacha normally for Yom Kippur is you have to have a candle lit from beforehand. So what happens Yom Kippur Shabbos?
They put out the Ner Shalnes. They lit another candle from it.
They put it out and they relit it. It says lav dafka. It doesn't really mean...
From that candle.
Oh, they didn't put it out. They put it to another candle.
Yeah.
Okay, put another candle, and that other candle was used for Avdala. But what's the svara for that, though?
What's the svara that you have to relight it?
The reason Gemara Pesachim says, because Adam Arishon lit, he rubbed two stones together, he lit a new fire, so it's a birthday. Every week we celebrate the birthday of Eish, so we also start a new one like Adam Arishon did. So that nace wouldn't be a reason to avoid that. Okay, so he lit a new candle with that initial fire. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa havalei hanach easy. He had certain goats. So Amri lei ka mifastin, the people started saying, your goats are causing us damage. Amar, he says, if they are really causing you damage, if you're really correct in your taina, nichlinu dovi, let some bears come and eat them. Vilo, if they're not causing damage, kol chada v'chada tesei lorsa duva b'karnayu. So let each of my goats come back and bring a bear on its horns. So what happened, lorsa, that evening, what happened, I see kol chada v'chada duva b'karnayu. They each came back with bears in their horns to show that they were not being mafsid. The neighbors were all incorrectly making such a taina. There's once a neighbor of his, Chanina ben Dosa, whose neighbor was building something, and he apparently ordered the wrong size beams. The kishuri, the beams, didn't reach the walls like they were supposed to. So the neighbor goes over to Chanina, knew that he was a certain koach atfila, and Amr Alei, so she says to him, Banisa Basi, Lo Kamti Kushuri, I built this beautiful house, all the walls, but the beams are not going across, they're not touching, they're too short. So I skipped the line, Amr Alei, Ma Shimcha, so he asks, what's your name? Amr Alei, she says, my name is Echo. Amr, so he says, Echo Nimtu Kushurech. Let it be that your Shurech, that your beams are going to be extended. And they extended. Tan the Bryce says, Higiu Achiyatu Amalakan Amalakan. Extended where the beams touched the walls and beyond, an Amma extra on each of the sides. Marna says, Vyesha Omer, mother say, Sniffin Asam. What does it mean, Sniffin Asam? Says Rashi, Sniffin Hayu, Hakorosh Shacholios Hayu, B'maisenes Nidbeku Lehen Chatichos Ktanos Lorochem. It sounds like it was made of different pieces with different wood chips had connected the beams in order to make it connect to elongate it to touch the rest of the walls. Gemara says, Tani, the Braisa tells us, a plimo omer ani reisi also abayis. I saw this actual house. Vahyu karosav yotas amalakan v'amalakan. And the beams extended itself an amma extra on each side. V'amr le, the amri le said, li baize shakira. And they said to me, baize shakira. What do you mean, shakira? Says Rashi. Rashi didn't say anything. Let's see. Shakira, maybe they called it this way. Shakira Bichanina Bendosa Betzilasi. That the beams, that this was the house of Rabbi Chanina, that he, with his tefillah, he was one who had allowed the beams to extend itself over. Okay. So the Gemara says, further, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa mehechan havala izim, where did he get these goats from in the first place? So, v'ha anihu, first of all, he was an ani. Aniim don't have goats. Number two is v'od, amru the chachamim have such a cloud. We have a few places in Shas, there's a Mishnah. Where's that Mishnah in Baba Kama? Eim negadlin behemadaka beret Yisrael. The Mishnah tells us you're not allowed to raise behemadakas, you can't raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. That would include goats, it's an Isser. Gemara explains why that is. So how could it be possible that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa actually had goats? He couldn't afford it, and it's Aser. So Amar Pinchas Maisa, there was once a story that happened, V'avar Adam Echad al Pesach Beso. One day, an individual was passing by the house of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. V'niach Sham Tarnagolim, he had left his chickens in the front of the house of Rabbi Chanina. U'matzasan Ishto, and Rabbi Chanina's wife found some chickens sitting at her doorstep. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, his wife, found them. Amr Lasso, he says to her, Al tochli bin beitayan, don't eat those eggs from these chickens. Vaharbu beitim, so they start to lay eggs, and then more eggs, and then more eggs. Batana golem, vahayu mitzarim, osam, and then there were chickens, and more chickens, and it was starting to cause a loud tsar to their house, Rabbi Chanina's house. So what did he do? The base in halachas in Eilu Metzias, machron, you're allowed to sell them in Kana, Bidmeim, Izim. They bought goats. Goats don't cause as much damage. They're not as hard to take care of, apparently. They're not as loud. So now they had goats. So Pam Achas, one time, Aver Oso Adam Sha'avdu Mimenu HaTarnagolim. That person, weeks, months later, came back to the house. He said, oh, I left some chickens here. Amr L'chavero, Mekan HaNachti HaTarnagolim Shali. I left my chickens right here at your doorstep. Shamar Bechanina, he overheard this conversation outside, so he runs outside to the individual. Amarla, Yeshlecha Behen Simon, do you have a Simon to prove to me that they were your chickens? Amarla, Hein, he, yes. See, Nasan La Simon, he tells him whatever the Simon was, and Natal Esaizen, he takes the goats in return. So, Hein, Ezi Daisu Dovi Bekarna. These were the goats that were the ones that brought back those bears on its horns to prove that the tainas that they were causing damage wasn't really true. So that's the question. So now we know how we can afford them, because he had the chickens that were left there, but how do you get around the Isser? So the Gemara doesn't answer that question. It's possible to say that the Isser is only to raise them. He wasn't raising them. He was just holding on to them as a metziah. To have them, let's say, as a pet, for example, would that necessarily be Usser? I don't know. I'm just wondering out loud. Maybe it wouldn't be Usser to have them as a pet, but to raise them and more goats and more goats and more goats, maybe only that's the concern.
Where do you get them from?
I mean, who even had them in the first place? The Arabs? I don't know.
So he found them.
You found them? But he bought them, though. He didn't just find them, he bought them. Bedouins. The Bedouins there had goats. In the Shuk, someone was coming through and passing with goats. Let's see.
He had to raise them until the person came back to claim his Aveda.
So that was considered Megadlin.
So he had to. So he was, I guess, he had the chickens. He had to get rid of the chickens.
They were saying, why didn't he buy something he was allowed to do something with?
Maybe all he could get for him was goats. I don't know. And then once he had the goats, he had to keep them because maybe the person's going to come back for his chickens and he's going to have to give him the goats.
Uh-huh.
So he was preserving the Aveda by raising the.
That was the head to firm.
The Mashrei takes out the whole piece and this whole story.
Or you take the whole thing out.
He says that they found. How did he get the goats?
He took it out. Okay.
He found them.
Okay. Fine. So he took it out. Okay. He took them out. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara, now Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas de Chikale Milsa one time. He was very, very desperate for money. Tuva. Avid Milsa, Lohavale Midi Limitim. What does Avid Milsa mean? It's Rashi says Hikizdam. Hikizdam, he was bloodletted. That was something that was commonly done there for medication. And Lohavale Midi Limitim, he had nothing to taste. And the Gemara tells us if a person doesn't taste anything, it's like after a person gets their blood drawn. At a blood drive, if they don't eat some crackers or cookies, apple juice, it's very dangerous for them. They could pass out. They need some of the sugar. So he had nothing to eat after he had went through this makizdam. Shaka bara de tuma. So his son, where's the kid? The tuma. Rashi ben hashum. So it wasn't a son. Tzela shel shum. What it means, like a rib of a garlic of some sort. Some piece of the garlic he took. Vishadye bepuma, he threw into his mouth. So chalish libe, he got very, very weak from all that. Benim, he fell asleep. Azul Rabbanan l'shailu bei, the Rabbanan came in to ask him a question. And Chazud de Kabechi, they saw that he was busy crying. V'chayach, and then he was laughing and smiling while he was all sleeping. V'nafik tzotzisa de nuru me'afusa, and fire, flames were coming out of his mouth like a dragon. So Kiyasa, when he finally woke up, Amrilei, they said to him, "My time of kabachis v'chayachas. Why were you first crying, and why were you then smiling in your dreams?" And Amrilei, so he says to Amrilei, he says to them, "Dehava Yosef imi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was sitting right next to me." And Amrilei, they said to him, "So why does it make you cry? Why does it make you laugh, though?" Let's see. Does Rashi explain this? Remember. So he says to him, "Ad Masai Itzar Bahai Alma." Up until what point? He says, "Until what? When will you stop giving me such tsar in this world?" Because remember, he fell asleep. He passed out because he had nothing to eat. He's going through so much tsar. So how come you're giving me so much tsar? So Amar Li, so he says, "Elazar bini nichlecha de'abcha la'alma marisha." So he says to me, "Elazar bini, my son Elazar, nichlecha, it's good for you de'abcha la'alma to turn over the world." Meresha, from the beginning. Efshir demisyaledes b'shaita demizona. Maybe you could be born in a time where there's more food that's found. So, well, who's talking to who here? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu's saying now to Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, "My son Elazar, you want me to turn over the world, to switch it around, that should make you be born during a different generation?" So, Amar li kameh, they said to him, "Kuli hai v'efshir." All this, and is really possible to do this? Rashi says, "Kuli hai v'efshir b'tmiya." All this, and you're still not sure if Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to place you in a door that's going to have mizonos. So what's that response there?
He's saying, he said that Hashem, and Hashem said, "We'll do that for him." He says,
why is it only a suffix though?
The years.
It says Efshir. He said, "I'll switch over the word," but it says, "Efshir, maybe if I'll start the world all over again, Efshir, it's possible that you'll be born in a generation of Mizonos." But it's only Efshir. So they're so troubled by Hakadosh Baruch Hu's willing to uproot the entire world, start over, and there's still only Efshir that you have Mizonos? So we shouldn't take our Parnassah, Mizonos, for granted. So now they say to him, "So Amrilei, Dechaya Tvei, O Dechaina." So what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Dechaya Nafisha, O dechayna, yimei chaye shechayisi kvar heim rabim mimasha ani yasil dechayos." Did I live half my life already? Did I live already most of my life? Or do I have still more to come? Is most of my life still ahead of me? That was a shayla that he had asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says to him now, lost the line for a second here, Amalei dechayisa, that you already lived most of your life already in the past. So Amalei kame, they said in front of him, "In kain lo ba'ina." So that's the case. We don't mean Rashid Mitkharva Alama. We don't want the world to be destroyed, to have you be reborn in another generation. So Amar li, so he says to me, "Bahai Igra Damris Lobaina Yahavni Lakha," the fact that you told me the schar igra, the schar that you have, the Lobaina Yahavni Lakha La Alma Dasi, Tlesar Darusa Dimashka Ar Pisimim Dikhain Kapris Vidiglas Dimankas Bahu. What does it mean? On this schar, if you saying this, I'm going to give you La Alma Dasa, La'olam haba, Tlesar Naharvasa. What do you mean Tlesar Naharvasa? 13, what's Naharvasa? Right, rivers, Narim, Dimashcha, are presuming a certain type of special oil, Dechayin, Kaparis Bediglis, what are these types of things? Rashi explains. No, the Rashi?
Clear, like the rivers of
all the different rivers, these are the rivers, okay, fine. Diman Kisbu, that you're going to enjoy. For that schar of not wanting to turn the world over, that's all the schar that you're going to receive. Armi Lekame, they said in front of him, "Hi, Vesulo." That's it. Nothing more. Nothing more than just those rivers. Armi, so he says to me, "Ulechavrech ma'yahavne." So what should I give your friends? Lolan haba, what are they going to have? Armi, so I said to him, "Vana megavri deles leibina." I want to give his chelek. Rashi says, anything here? Rashi explains, "Armi lechavrech ma'yahavne." Ana migaver de lesle bina logaris b'sefer Rebbe b'sefer shili kasev. So different yourselves whether this line was here or not. So what's the response though? Let's see. Right, so he says back, apparently, "I don't want that which is supposed to be designated for a certain tzaddikim. Rather, I'm requesting that you give to me the person who doesn't have any zechus in Olam Haba. I'll take his reward. The person who's not going to get Olam Haba, give that to me. U'mechayin baskula apusai." And I will, he put a finger on his forehead. And Armeli, so he says to me, Alaza Bray Gera Bach Girai. So what does this last line mean here? It must be Rashi here. Rashi says Baskola Afosai. Hainu Tzotzia Denafik Mine, that fire that you saw come out, Shemadbik Etzba Tsreda Am Godel Umakabit Siporin Beetzba. That he took his finger with his thumb and he hit his nail in the finger. Kind of something like a snap of some sort. He snapped. And that caused, says Rashi, Igro Becha Geri Klomer, Hikisi Bechitzi, hit me with an arrow. Geri is a chitzi, an arrow. Lechedva Ba'ama Amarkein. So that was the response. That was somehow a reaction, the fire coming up. There's a lot going on here, a lot of deep things, really beyond my understanding. This was the dream that he was having. Gemara now says, Rabbi Chama Bar Hanina Gazer Tanisiv Lo Asa Mitru. One time, back to the stories of rain, we haven't had some rain in a while. Rabbi Chama Bar Hanina once was Gozer Tanis, and the rain didn't come. Amrile, they said, Bahar Rabbi Shuman Levi Gazer Tanisiv Asa Mitru. Come on, Rabbi Shuman Levi did it. He was Gozer Tanis, and he brought rain. What's wrong with you? Amrile says to them, Ha Ana, Ha Barlia, I'm me, and he's the son of Levi. He's a Chashiv Yichas he has. And Rashi explains, meaning he's one person on someone else. You can't compare the two of us. Rabbi Shimon Levi also, the Gemara tells us what a great, great person he was. He was zocha to what Eliyahu Navi was zocha to, that he never died. Rabbi Shimon Levi never actually died. So he was up there. Amrile, so they said to him now, they wanted again to get upset. Dinesi, v'nikvan daitan, efshir detavre tzibora libaya dasa mitra, bavim rachme, v'lasa mitra. So what do they say to him now? So they want to, again, what does Danesi mean? Say they bring Danesi, okay, gather together, bring everyone to me, they said, and let's have Kavanah and Tefillah. And Efshir to Tavri Tzibor Libai, maybe they'll break their hearts, they'll spill their hearts out, open up Dasi Mitra, and that will cause the rain to come. Ubarachme, and they davened, everyone together, they joined together, davened, and Vlasi Mitra, but still the rain didn't come. So now the Rabbi Chama says to the Tzibor, Nichelchu, is it better for you? Sheva matar bishvilenu? So they said to him, do you want to accept that the rain wants to come because of all of us? Without the zechus of the tzibur? What do you mean with all of us without the zechus of the tzibur? Rashi says, Sheva matar bishvilenu, mekablen oz atem aleichem, umaskimen ladas echad. Let's just all have the proper kavana. So Amalei Hin, they said, yes, we want the matar, the rain to come all from our zechus as a whole. So Amr, so he says, Rakia, Rakia, the Shemaim, Kasi Panayach, please cover your face, meaning have clouds come. Lo Yechse, it didn't cover itself. Amr, so then he says, Kama Ozin Pnei Rakia, how disgraceful, how disrespectful is the Rakia? And then finally, Ikse V'asimich, after saying that last line, the Rakia listened, the Shemaim listened, the clouds came and covered the Rakia, and rain finally came. Now Levi Gazer Tanis, so Levi once was Gozer Tanis, V'lo Asimich, rain didn't come. Amr Lefanim, so he said, Ribono Sha'olam, Alisav Yeshavta Bamarom. You went up, you sat on the throne, up in Shemaim. You don't care, you have no rachmanis on your children. And then, based on that, after that statement, Asa Mitra, the rain came. Itla, he became a chiger, he became a limp, something happened to his leg. And since he spoke so disrespectfully to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Amr Rabbi Elazar, Li'olam Ayatiach Adam Dvarim Paklabi Mala, a person should never speak disgracefully to Shemaim. Shari Adam Gadol Etiach Dvarim Klapi Mala Vitla. There's once an individual who spoke so disrespectfully to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he became injured because of this. Umanu, who was that person? Levi. So Gemara asks the question. This whole structure appears at several places in Shas. V'ha'garmila, was that the reason why? Because he spoke disrespectful, but derech bizayon. That why he became itla. He had injured in his leg. V'ha'Levi Achva Keda Kamed Rabbi. Isn't it because Levi had shown in front of Rebbe what exactly a keda, a certain type of bowing down is? He had put his thumbs down and did like almost like a push-up, and that caused him to get injured? Vitla, that's what caused him to get injured, not because he spoke b'derech b'zayon. And then where answers in many places, Havah Garmila, it was the combination of two, the fact that he spoke disrespectfully to Kadosh Baruch Hu, plus that he showed how to do this type of bowing in front of Rebbe, which is a disrespectful thing, and on his thumbs, that combination caused him to get injured. Rabbi Chir bar Lulyani Shamayu Dilhanich Anani Dekami. He overheard the clouds talking. Clouds speak. Trees speak, leaves speak, grass speaks. If you're attuned to it, you can hear the speech. So Rabbi Chir was attuned to the clouds speaking to each other. And Nesi Venisve Maya, and they're saying to each other, come, let's go, let's bring water, let's bring some rain. Ba'amon u'moav. In these two places, which are not in Eretz Yisrael. Samar, so Rabbi Chia says, Lefana Ribon Sholam, Kishanasa Torah L'amcha Yisrael, when you gave Torah to us, Chazarta al Kol Umas Olam, you went from every nation in the world, V'lo Kiblu, no one accepted it, none of the nations accepted it, but Achshav Ata Nosin Lahem Matar, now you're giving them rain, but not us rain. We accepted the Torah. And we know, of course, Ein Mayim El Torah, the Gemara tells us here in Tainus. So if we accepted the Torah, you should also give us the rain as well. And Shadu Hacha, and Shadu Aduchte. So they said, let's throw the rain down here in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what happened. Shadu Aduchtai, and the rain came down because of that Taina. Darish Abichir Bar Lulani, Maidich, it was a pasuk mean when it says in Tehillim, Tzadik Katamar Yifrach Ki Erez Balvoni Yiskeh. The Tzadik is like a date. He blossomed like a cedar tree in the Levanon. Im Nemar Tamar, if we compare a tzadik like a tamar, like a date, Lama Nemar Erez, why do we call a cedar? Vim Nemar Erez, we call it a cedar tree, Lama Nemar Tamar. Which one is it? So Gemara explains, Ilu Nemar Tamar, Vlo Nemar Erez. We call the tzadik like a tamar, and not an Erez, Haisi Omer would have said, Ma Tamar, Ein Gazo Machlif, just like the roots, it doesn't regrow itself each year. Av tzadik chas v'sholom ein gazo machlif, so too chas v'sholom. One might suggest that tzadik, says Rashi, av tzadik ein lo zecha, there's no memory of a tzadik. He's, when he dies, and says Rashi further, ein gazo machlif einu v'tchis ha-mesim. You might think, just like a date tree doesn't come back from season to season, so too tzadik chas v'sholom would not come back to tchis ha-mesim. L'chach nemer eretz, therefore an eretz which does last from season to season. But ilu nemer eretz, had we taught only an eretz tree, v'lo nemer tamar ha-isi omer ma eretz einos aperos av tzadik, Chas v'sholom einos aperos, so too. Just like in Erez, a cedar tree, there's no fruit, nothing grows on the tree. So too, one might think it's tzadik also, the fruit doesn't grow on the tree. Says Rashi, what that refers to is ein lo schar lo osid. Maybe he shouldn't get any schar, he shouldn't get any peros. That's why you have to teach a tamar that he gets peros. L'chach nemar tamar. V'nemar Erez Erez. Gemara says, l'chach nemar tamar v'nemar Erez. That's why we need both them to complement each other. Mara says, Erez Gaza Machlev, is it really true that after an Erez, after a cedar tree is cut down, it really does grow back? Vatani, the Brisa tells us, Halokeach Ilan Mechavero, Lokutz, person buys a tree from its friend to cut down. Magbia Minakarka, Tefach, Bekotit. So you take some of the land with it. When you bring up the roots, you take out some of the land, it's part, it's considered as an extension of the tree. You take a Tefach of that land. Bekotit. And then you cut it. Besadina sikma, when it comes to this sadina shikma, which is a type of a sycamore tree, I guess. So that case, shnei tvachim, you need to dig two tvachim deep of roots and dirt along with it. If it's a bipsulas hashikma, another type of tree, shlosh tvachim, you need more. Bekanim v'kefanim, this different reeds and grapes. Menapakak ulamala, take a certain part, which is a like a knot of some sort that's on the tree, and you take from that part and above. B'dekal muverazim chofer lamata, you dig below the cedar trees, and you dig deep. Umashish lefish ein gaza machlev. You have to go really, really deep and take the roots up, because other trees, if you were to replant them elsewhere, they will regrow. The roots will come back and strengthen themselves. But it comes to the Erez tree, it's not going to regrow. So therefore, you have to take up all the roots deep below and take it as a big one big tree, and then transport it elsewhere, because the roots will not grow back. So we see an Erez tree does not grow back. So the Gemara says, "Hacha b'mayaskin." What are we dealing with here? Bishar mine arazim. There are many types of cedar trees. The Gemara tells us here in Sukkah as well. I think Kedraba barhuna, Dama Rabba barhuna, Asara mine arazimim. There are 10 types of cedar trees. Shinemar, the pasuk says, they quote a pasuk that's in Yishai. It says, "Etain b'midbar erez shita v'hadas v'gomer." Goes on to list a number of different types and species of erez. So some erez trees apparently do grow back, and others don't. Okay, we're all good? Beautiful. Taner Rabbanan. Bryce says, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Eliezer shegozer shalosh esrei tainios. He had been gozer 13 different fast days. Al atzibor. V'lo yardu k'shamim, the rain didn't come down. Ba'achrona hischil atzibor latzeis. By the last time, the tzibor started to leave. Amar lehem, he says to the tzibor, Tekantam kvarim latzmechem. Go prepare your graves. Go ko'am b'b'chia. The nation started to cry. The Yarduk Shamim, and then finally it started to rain. Shiv Ma'isa b'Rabbi Elazar. Another story goes on with Rabbi Eliezer. Shiyarad l'fnei ateva, he davened in front of the tzibur v'amar esim v'arba brachos. He said the 24 brachos we have in these intense tiny tzibur. Below Nana, they weren't answered. Yarad Rabbi Akiva achrav, then Rabbi Akiva went down, and Amar says, Avinu malkeinu ein lanu melech alata. Avinu Malkeinu L'mancha Rachem Aleinu V'yard Aleinu. And finally, after saying those two Avinu Malkeinu's Yarduk Shamim. So then the Avu Miranei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan started to, you know, murmur amongst each other. And what were they saying? Rashi, I think, has a comment here. Where is that Rashi? Rashi doesn't say anything. I guess they were probably saying Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. They said, "Lo, not because Rabbi Kiva was greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Ela shezeh mavi amidosav is eino mavi amidosav. Because one, Rabbi Kiva, as we know, the parshas in that times of Sfiras Omer, he's mavi amidosav. He was able to be, he's mochel, he's mevater and things. He was able to take a hit for people making fun of him. He was mavi amidosav. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't. He was more makbid on things. Not that one was worse or no other. Not one was greater than the other one. But since that special midah that Rabbi Kiva had, since he was mavir on midosav, I assume midah connected midah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mavir on his midosav and allowed the rain to pass through the gzeir of not having any rain. Tanur Rabban, the Brisa tells us now, Al Masa Yehu Gshamim Yardim, Vatsibur Poskin Mitanisam. So at what point, they're busy fasting, and at what point do we say, okay, now that's enough rain? So Gemara says, Kimali Barich HaMachrisha Divrei Rabbi Meir. So what does this mean? So it says Rashi, Kimali, the right side here. There's no toaster on the page. There's a Rashi on the right side also. Rashi says, Kimali Baruch HaMachrisha Im Teshtishu HaGshamim Be'omek HaKarka Kishir Shuras Manis HaMachrisha. If the rain's able to seep so low in the ground that when you start using the plow, it's going to reach, I guess, that bottom. I'm not sure exactly what the shear is. What's the English for this part? The depth of the furrow? Okay. Okay, fine. So, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, so, V'chamim Omrim, B'charava Tefach, U'bebeinonis Tefachayim, U'bavoda Shlosha Tefachim. So, it depends. It's not one straight shear. It depends on the type of land that it is. If it's a charava, a dry land, so if the rain reaches a Tefach deep, because when it's dry, the water doesn't get through so quickly. So, the top Tefach, if it's wet, that's considered enough. If it's a beinonis, it's a little bit moist, a little bit dry, so then the rain has to drip two tefachim deep. If it's a voda, if it's a land that's plowed and meant to be used and very fertile, so then you have three tefachim deep. Tanya the Brisa says that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer ein lecha tefach milmala shein tom yotze lekroso shosha tefachim. There is no tefach above. When the rain comes, a tefach from up top. Below, the water that's below the earth comes up three tefachim to meet it. Okay, not sure exactly what that means, but Pashas is that somehow there's some balance between the two, the 1-3 ratio of the water from above and the 3 from below. Hatanya, but doesn't the Brisa say it's only tefachim? Only two tefachim come up from the tome, not three tefachim. Brisa says, lo kashya, kam bavoda, kam b'shein avoda. It depends on the type of land. If it's a land, I guess, that's worked normally, so then look at Rashi in the bottom here. Maybe let's see Rashi in the top. B'she'ena, top left. B'she'ena avoda, d'chi nichnesu b'tefach tvei hu d'nachis v'nafik tom l'kibla gimel tvachim. So the point is for them to meet, so if it only goes one tefach deep, so it needs three tvachim to reach it. But if it's a avoda where it's going down two tvachim, it's a little more of a moist land, so the rain comes down two tvachim, then the tom only has to go up two tvachim. So that depends on what type of land that we're referring to. Amar Rav Elazar, kishmanachs chenes amayim b'chag. When we do Nisach HaMayim, we already learned this in the beginning, the first daf of Tainis, then Sukkis, you do or pour the water, Nisach HaMayim, on the Mizbeach, along with the Nisach HaYayin. So, Kishimanasach HaNarach HaMayim B'chag, when we do this water libation, to Tehom Omer, the depth, say, the Chavero, to its Chavero, who's the Chavero of the Tome? Who? Who's who? Tom's greeting who? To the Tome, the Mayim Tachtonim are speaking to the Mayim Elyonim. So Nisach HaMayim is referred to as the Mayim Elyonim, we're saying? Okay. Even though the Nisach HaMayim came from the Mayim, it came from a spring. It's not really Mayim Elyonim, it comes from the Shemayim. But okay. Fine. So Gemara says, so Tehom, Omer the Chavero, the Tehom, the depths, are speaking to the Mayim from the Nisach that's pouring down on top of it. Ava Memecha, says Rashi, Ava is Lashon Nachal Noveya, a stream that's flowing. So Ava, where's the line go again? Say, hold on a second here. Ava Memecha, Kol Shnei Re'im Ani Shomea. I hear the sound of two friends. So Shinemar, the Patek says, Tahom el Tahom, Korei Lekol Tzinarecha. That the Tahom calls out to the other Tahom, to the other depth, the sound of Tzinarecha, the sound of pipes, of water coming down the pipes. This was the speech that was heard. Amar Rabba Lididi Chazili. Rabba says, I myself observe this. Hai Ridya Dimei Dami Leigla. This Ridya, what's the Ridya here? The one who's in charge of apparently the rain and watering the ground. So it's called, it looks like an igla. Sorry? Right. So this malach, the sar, the who's in charge of the water, it looks like an igla, like a calf. Who pierce us fasea, and its lips are split. The kaima bain tohoma tata, the toma ila, and it stands, it hovers between the depths from the below and the depths from above. The toma ila amale chasher mimecha. So he looks at the depths on top, the toma ila, and he says, chasher mimecha, what do you mean chasher mimecha? It would mean sweeten your waters. We had it before, earlier in the Masechta. Yeah. To pour it out. Okay. And the Toma Tata to the depths from below. I'm like, Abba Memecha, let your waters flow. Shinemar Nitzanim Niru Baretz Vigomer. Okay, interesting conversation. Gemara now quotes in the Mishnah, Hayu Musanim Vyardu Gshamim Kodma Nates Hachama. Let's say their goats are tinus. And then before Nates Hachama came, it started to rain, so they don't have to go through the tinus. Everyone came, it started to rain. After Nates Hachama, they would have to fast. So Gemara quotes a Brisa now. Tana Rabbanan Hayu Masanim V'Yardu Lehem Kshamim Kodma Netz Hachama Lo Yashlimu. If they fasted and it starts to rain before Netz came up, they don't have to fast the rest of the day. But Lachar Netz Hachama, if it started to rain only after Netz Hachama, after the sun rose, then the Lach is Yashlimu. You have to complete the whole day according to Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'Yehuda Omer Kodem Chatzos Lo Yashlimu Lachar Chatzos Yashlimu. Before Chatzos, you don't have to complete the fast if it rains before Chatzos, but if it only rains after Chatzos, one would have to complete the fast. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kodem Teisha Shalos. It's a different shita that 9 hours is the cutoff Lo Yashlimu, but if it comes La'achar Teisha Shalos Yashlimu, then you would have to complete the fast. Shekei Matzina Ba'achav Melech Yisrael. That's what we have by Achav. Sheesanem Teisha Shalos Lamala. He fasted from the 9th hour and on. Shinemar, the pasuk tells us, pasuk that appears in Melachim Alf, Harvi Isa Ki Nichna. Achav, the pasuk goes on to, I guess, somehow prove this about the fasting from the 9th hour and on. Rabbi Yehuda Nisai Gazer Tainis, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Gazer Tainis, V'yardu Lehem Kshamim, and started to rain. Lachar Netz Hachama, Savar Leshlumine, he thought to complete the rest of the fast day, since it started to rain only after Netz. And Amar Leh, he says, Rabbi Ami Kodem Chatos, V'achar Chatos, Shanina, we pasking like Rabbi Ami, who says Chatos is the cutoff line. So since it started raining before Chatos, you would not have to complete the fast. Shmuel HaKotan, he was Gazer Tanisa of Yardu Lehem Kshamim and started to rain Kodem Netz Hachama. Kisvurim Ha'am Lomar Shvachu Shel Tzibur Hu. They thought this was because the Zechus and the great praise to the Tzibur for their fasting. And Amar Lehem, so Shmuel Katan says to them, Am Shulachem Mashal, let me tell you Mashal what's going on here. Lama Davar Domer, what's this similar to? Levit Shemavakish Pras Mirabo. The Evid's asking his Rebbe, his master, for a piece of bread. So Amar Lehem, Tenulo, they said, he says to them, give it to him. He tells his, I guess, his workers to give the Eved something. Val Eshma Kolo, Shuv, and this way I don't have to hear him complaining anymore. Meaning, not because he liked his Eved, but sometimes it's too much whining, too much complaining. Just keep them quiet and give them some food. So here Tenulo says, not because any zechus that you had, you were whining so much to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I had enough of the screaming, just give them some water, but not because of a zechus, just to keep them quiet. Not sure why he wanted to give that impression to them. I guess he knew the tzibur so well that they probably weren't worthy of it, or maybe wanted to make them continue to be humble, not be such balei gaiva that it was their zechus. Maybe it really was their zechus. But he wants, yeah. So he was assuming they're all chotim still. They didn't do any tshuva. Who says that? Uh huh. That's just the Gemara says that you have to, but not that this case was necessarily right. But who says that this was the case?
They can
get that inference that Shmuel must have known that they were still sinners. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, sorry, where'd we go? Shuv Shmuel Katan Gazer Tanisa. Here's Gazer Tanis in another situation. We are look Shamim and started to rain. Lachar Shkia Sachama. Kisvum Ha'am Lomar Shvachal Shatzibarhu. They thought it came so early. It came even before, you know, right after Shkia. So didn't even forget Nate. Didn't even get to that point to the next morning. It's not because of you guys. What's it similar to?
The end.
It only came after the shkiva was all over. Okay. So then they said, what's it similar to after the complete fast? We fasted for a full day, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu granted our, he listened to us. So he says, let me explain to you what's going on here. It's Domo Le'evet Shemavakish Pras Mirabo, and Evet's asking his Rebbe, his master, his Rav, for some bread. Vamalem, Himtinu Lo'ad Shismakmek Vidstar. Let's wait for them to be really, really in pain, in a lot of trouble, a lot of sorrow. Let's make it go as late as possible. Make them suffer as much as possible. It wasn't because of you guys that we were entered. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw us suffer so much, and he's like, okay, now that's enough. Let's take him out of the water now, and let's give him something to eat. So what's his standard? What's considered Shevach? When do we get any credit for our own fasting? So Amar Mashiv HaRuach V'noshiv Zeka. If you say Mashiv HaRuach, and then the wind comes immediately, that's Shevach for the Tzibur. Amar Morita Geshem V'Asa Mitra, if they say Morita Geshem and then rain comes, that's when there's a Shevach for the Tzibur. Anything outside of that is not considered Shevach. I mean, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has heard enough, he just wants you to stop crying, or he's trying to make you have pain until it's all over. Let's finish the parak. Makes sense. Gemara says, Maisa V'Gazu Tainis Belud V'Neim Ahala Meikara. So what's the question here? So it said all the way at the end, they said Hallel after it started to rain. They would say Hallel Hagadol. So the Gemara asks, name again Hallel Meikar. Why didn't they say Hallel from the beginning? Why would they say this in the beginning, though? The Gemara said they only after they started to fast, they went home, they ate, they drank, they celebrated, and then they said Hallel. They should have said Hallel right away, and then afterwards go home and eat. So Abai V'Rava Dami Tervaya, they both say Lefisha Ein Omrim Hallel Ella. Nevesh, Sava, the Karis, Male. They only say, only Davin, you only say Hallel after you're full, you're satisfied, where you can really appreciate Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you give Shevach and you pray to Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Birkas and Mazon. Similar idea.
That's against the Svar Minhag.
Against the what?
Svar Minhag. Saying Hallel at night, before we go home.
Hallel at night, for Pesach, you're saying. Right. But this is Hallel Gadol, which is but. Again, we say Hallel every morning, and we don't eat either, and during a Shachar, so that every morning, whenever there's a Yontif, we say Hallel. But apparently Hallel Gadol, in this particular application of rain, so then I guess...
Mm-hmm.
So only after we've received the Lechem...
Right.
Hallel Gadol is the Kilo Amchazdos, that's what Hallel Gadol is. So then the Gemara says, to finish off the parak, Aini, is this really true that you only say it when you're really full and satisfied? V'ha'ra papa ikle lebe k'nishti once visited a shul. The Avi Gover, this shul, and that's what it's called. I guess it's probably by this individual. He was the owner of it. He built it. V'gazet tainis v'yardu levin k'shamim, it started to rain ad chatzos. V'amar halel v'achar kach achlu v'shasu. They only said halel first and only ate and drank after they said halel agadol. That's the reverse order. The Gemara answers, "Shiny v'nei mechuzah d'shkichi b'hu shichras." For them, it was a problem. They drank a lot, and if they were to eat and drink first, they wouldn't be capable of saying halal. So for them, they said halal first, and then they ate and drink afterwards. But for the hamonam, everybody else, they should eat and drink first and not get drunk, and then say halal gadol. Hajnalach seder tainios elu. Okay, shkach. I said I'd speak about.